He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Thursday morning. It's the June 7th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. Look at this. Look at this. Another triple-digit gain in the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Where are all those bears? I haven't seen them around lately. Maybe they went back into hibernation. Those pundits on TV that love to lead people astray to get headlines. The Dow is up 133 points this morning. That works out to a 0.5% gain. We're back above 25,000. We're at 25,279. The S&P 500 is up 6 points. It's at 2,777.98. A lot of sevens in there again. That's a jackpot. We've had some jackpots coming from the market here recently. A lot of stocks hitting new highs yesterday, especially in the financial sector and the retail sector, which we'll talk about here in a minute. The NASDAQ, on the other hand, is down 13 points. Well, you know, you can't have it all. The NASDAQ down 12 to 26.76. Meanwhile, the small cap, Russell 2000, up a couple of points. Had a big day yesterday, breaking out to new all-time highs once again. Gold down $1.20. It's at an even $1,300 per ounce. Silver down up 14 cents, actually, to $16.83. The euro up a bit against the U.S. dollar. The 10-year yield backing down just a little bit, 1 basis point, but we're at 2.97% on that 10-year, headed back towards 3. And lastly, let's check in on Bitcoin real quickly. Bitcoin right now is, Bitcoin is down. There it is, up $54 to $77.15. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management in San Diego, California. We have a liftoff in the market here this week. It's been a good week so far in the U.S. stock market especially. And we've seen some mighty, mighty breakouts. The Dow had a nice breakout yesterday above its recent trading range. The NASDAQ hit a new all-time high yesterday. The financial stocks were on fire yesterday. MasterCard just going absolutely nuts right now, MA. What else happened yesterday? Just about everything. It was a very good day in the market yesterday. Well, the Best Stocks Now Roadshow will be in Dallas from Wednesday, June 27th through Saturday, June 30th. We'll be at the Embassy Suites by the Dallas Love Field. You got to love that. The address is 3880 West Northwest Highway. I will be bringing my financial planner along with me, and we'll be setting up one-hour appointments on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. I have about 25 slots available. I know that one-third of those are already gone, and they are going fast. They will be full. So if you would like to meet with me and my planner, give us a call at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. On Saturday, June 30th at 8:30 a.m., I'll be putting on a workshop at this same Embassy Suites Hotel by the Dallas Love Airport. I'll be talking about the current market, my Best Stocks Now process, and several Best Stocks Now. You need to have a reservation to get in on that Saturday morning. You need a reservation for this workshop, as space is limited. Once again, go to my website at GundersonCapital.com or give us a call at 855-611-BEST. If you have soggy stocks in your portfolio, if you're one of these people that loves to listen to the doomsayers and gets talked out of the market every few weeks or every few months, if you don't have any kind of a plan whatsoever, if you don't have time to manage your own portfolio, if you own any bond funds, you need to come see us June 26th through the 30th. It's our first venture into Dallas, and I'm really looking forward to it. I'll be there with the San Diego Padres, who are playing in town that week. I'm going to try to make the Tuesday night game. The lowly Padres versus the lowly Rangers. It'll be me and about 10 other people at that game. Well, you know, the Dow hit three-month highs yesterday. I saw the action in the financial stocks. Oh, man, MasterCard, Visa, just going nuts right now. I saw action in the materials sector, BHP, CF Industries, a few others doing very well. The tech stocks are still doing rather well. The bond market got whacked yesterday pretty good. I saw some other breakouts yesterday, such as E-Trade. I saw the small caps on fire. There's a 3-to-1 ETF on small caps called TNA, and it is going bonkers right now. Well, we have some news on the economy this morning. We always look at these tidbits, these tributaries. Some are streams, some are major tributaries, some are just a little trickle, but they're all flowing into that Mississippi River called the U.S. economy. One of those is jobless claims. They come out every Thursday. It's a good sign of where we're at. Well, along with the monthly non-farm payrolls report, which was robust last Friday. That kind of kicked this whole rally into gear. Today we get a jobless claims report of 222,000 folks filing for initial jobless claims. That continues to be a very low number. Well, give me five. Give me a high five. I featured five on my show on Tuesday, and I said, you know, this is a stock that I own in my ultra growth portfolio, Five Below. No, that's not the temperature in St. Paul. It's June already, and we will be coming back to Minnesota probably in July or August. We are putting that one together, and then on to Seattle. We don't know in which order, but we will be there in the late summer, early fall. Five Below is up 19.7% today. What is going on? That puts a big smile on my face. I mean, these consumer discretionary, parentheses, retail stocks are just blasting off. They continue to blast off. Let's not forget that the biggest tributary that flows into the mighty Mississippi of the U.S. economy is the consumer. It's you in that line to get your morning breakfast sandwich at McDonald's. It's you in that line at Panera Bread to get your tomato bisque soup. It's you picking up a chicken dinner on the way home from your local supermarket. It's the consumer at the mall on Saturday, going out to movies, going out to restaurants. There's 80% of your economy. The consumer remains robust. Just witness another breakout in a consumer discretionary stock today in high five or Five Below. The stock, the analysts that are covering, they're covering their tracks with a series of price target increases. Well, I already had a massive price target on this stock. Who are they catching up to? Well, they're catching up with Gunderson as they play catch-up to investors looking at Five Below's long-term potential as unit growth continues. Five Below has opened 42 stores in 2018. And is still on track to open 125 by the end of the year. Now, I have not been to a Five Below. I asked my wife if she's seen one or has been to one. She said, no, if you've been to one, how do you like it? It says new stores continue to achieve very high levels of productivity, driving our industry-leading less than one-year average payback period on our new store investments. That's CEO Joel Anderson on the conference call. Well, Five Below, I mean, they joined the Dollar General and the Dollar Tree, but there's a little bit of inflation here. We're now at $5 stores instead of $1 stores. What happened to the 99-cent only stores? Well, they're still around, but people flocking to Five Below. Stock up 20% right now. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27th, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now radio show. Not only do we talk about the best stocks now, but it all begins with the best asset classes now. What are the best asset classes now? Is it real estate? Is it gold? Is it the bond market? Is it debt? Is it small cap stocks? Is it large cap stocks? Is it overseas stocks, emerging market stocks? A lot of different asset classes competing for our investments, and that's where my whole process begins, is getting the asset classes right. I do not believe in modern portfolio theory. I call it unmodern portfolio theory. When the world changes, you have to change with it. When the interest rate picture changes, doesn't that change your outlook for the bond market? And when we go into a recession, doesn't that change your outlook on stocks? To me, MPT is the easy way out. That's why it's so popular. It's the easy way out. Okay, we're going to put you in 50% bonds and 50% stocks. We're done. And each year as you get a little older, 1 year older, we're going to tweak it a little bit. And by the way, we'll send you a birthday card twice a year. And we're going to continue to collect those fees off you for doing, providing this service for you. I think it's a cop-out. There, I said it. MPT. No, I think there's a better way. And this whole move towards passive investing? Is the world passive? Oh, just get on the on-ramp to the freeway today and find out how passive the world is. Just look at the volatility and the major cycle changes we've seen in the last 10 years in the market. Not only is the economy cyclical, we went from boom in 2007 to bust in 2008, and now back to boom, and eventually we'll go back to bust. And you want to be a passive investor through all of that? We had a three-decade-long bull market in the bond market. The bond market had the wind at its back, giving it outsized returns. Now the bond king, Bill Gross, is severely underwater because the whole situation has changed in the interest rate environment globally. MPT is a cop-out. I want active money management, but that's just me. Each person has to decide for themselves. One place where I saw some activity yesterday was in Boeing. Boeing, a component of the Dow, is now within a wink and an eyelash of breaking out to new all-time highs. And even Jim Cramer is now jumping on the bandwagon. Maybe he's been on it all along. I don't know. But Boeing was up another 3.2% yesterday. Why is that important? Because Boeing, to me, is very much a bellwether. I agree with Jim Cramer that it's very much a bellwether over how the trade tension with China is going. And I think, in the first place, I think that the sell-off in Boeing was overdone because Boeing is not solely dependent upon China for their business. Jim Cramer thinks the stock's recent rally is a terrific sign that trade tension over China is overblown. Shares of Boeing, which had planned to sell $1 trillion worth of aircraft to China over the next two decades, were hurt initially by China's April tariffs on U.S. products, but the stock's recent rally served to improve the outlook for the company, indicating to investors that its strength was not tied solely to its business in China. There are literally dozens of airline purchasers who would love to get in the queue if China drops out. And that's despite the recent declines in the airline stocks because of a 50% increase in the price of fuel, says Jim Cramer. And I did take note of the breakout in Boeing yesterday. I continue to own Boeing in my income and growth portfolio. No, I don't buy stocks just because they pay a fat dividend or just because their dividends have been consistently rising over the years. I also want earnings growth along with dividend growth. I want total return, not just dividend return. Boeing's earnings have been growing by 16% per year over the last 5 years. And it pays a dividend, and they have been raising their dividend. Now, that's the best of both worlds. Boeing currently has a dividend yield of 1.8%. All right, what else do we have in the news today? What don't we have in the news today? Eurozone GDP confirms Q1 slowdown. I've been saying this for quite some time. Asset class, being in the best asset classes now, also go down another notch to be in the best indexes right now. What's the best? Where are the best indexes in the world? Is it the NASDAQ? Is it the S&P Small Cap 600? Is it the European Stocks Index? The Europe 600? Well, my app on a daily basis ranks not only the asset classes to help you get it right, because that's where portfolio construction begins, is with your asset allocation. And I don't base it on age and risk factors. Instead, I base it on what's going on in the real world. And then once you get those asset classes, then you start drilling down into the indexes that are best, and then you start drilling down to find the best assets within those indexes. Right now, I'm finding very little in the way of European stocks, and the European results coming in from their economy continue to show very slow growth. I attribute it to monetary policy alone. You can't have monetary policy alone. You can maintain zero interest rates till you're blue in the face, but that does not get you much growth. Instead, their growth is just trickling along, as was the U.S. growth, until we did what? Until we gave our economy a shot in the arm with fiscal policy, tax relief, incentives for companies to go out and hire and to buy capital equipment. And you're seeing the results now that it's having, right on down to Five Below stores, where people are going and spending some of this extra money. EU tariffs against U.S. ready in July. All right. Blue jeans, motorbikes, whiskey. Sounds like the hit list of U.S. products targeted for tariffs. In fact, one person said it reads like a catalog of emblematic American exports. Well, they're trying to achieve a little bit more on the reciprocal trade front. If they want us to remove our tariffs, they need to remove their tariffs. Let's not forget that Europe has been very protectionist over the years. Japan has been extremely protectionist over the years. And China, the worst of all. And they want to keep the status quo. No, not going to happen. More interest rate hikes to talk about when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com. There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Man, our phones are just blowing up right now. They're calling from Dallas. We will be there June 26th through 30th. We have Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, one-hour appointments available. The slots are limited, about 25. They're going quickly. And then the workshop on Saturday at 8:30 a.m. at the Embassy Suites near Love Field in Dallas. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. All right, we have the lot going on besides all these breakouts that took place yesterday. I talked about a lot of the financial stocks, which really had a big day yesterday, they led the rally, and the basic material stocks. Today, you know, it's pretty muted. I think that the underlying market is not as strong as the indexes might suggest. But hey, you know what? We'll take it. We will take it here, as the market seems to really be kind of getting used to the trade war going on back and forth, and it seems to be getting used to rising interest rates. How's the economy going in Russia? Does anybody really care? Well, Vladimir Putin says their economy is moving in the right direction during his annual question and answer session with citizens as he begins his fourth term as president. Like the citizens have anything to say. What's the basis for saying this? Well, Putin says we have started on the trajectory towards robust economic growth in Russia. Yes, this growth is humble, small, but it is also not a fall. Growth was at 1% last year in Russia. Well, Putin needs oil prices. He's got an economy that is about 80% dependent on oil prices and missile prices. And oil prices have helped him a little bit. He does like to stir the pot wherever he can in the Middle East or the Dakota Pipeline, trying to impact oil prices. Turkey central bank hikes interest rates 125 basis points to fight inflation. You know, the reason I bring this up is because you're seeing a global move towards rising interest rate, not rising seas from melting icebergs. Oh, that's happening too, but rising interest rates. This has a major impact, major effect on your asset allocation. It was, who was it the other day? Oh, well, Europe is bringing their quantitative easing to an end. They'll be hiking interest rates eventually. Japan can't lower their rates anymore. And, of course, our Fed is on a interest rate hike path. Jamie Dimon, Warren Buffett say to end quarterly profit guidance. You know what? I disagree totally with that. I think it's good that we companies check in on a quarterly basis. They believe that it leads to an unhealthy focus on short-term profits at the expense of long-term strategy, growth, and sustainability. Well, I don't know. We'll see where that goes, but the quarterly earnings reports pretty much are a fixture on Wall Street, and I have a hard time seeing that go away. Well, this is not new news. This is probably this is the sell the news moment on the rumor that Canada was going to approve marijuana sales nationwide. The Canadian Senate is likely to hit the green light, pardon the pun, in a sweeping measure on cannabis. I understand I'm not supposed to call it any marijuana anymore. I'm supposed to call it cannabis. On cannabis legislation today, after years of quiet study and discussion, maybe some experimentation too amongst their cabinet, I don't know. After House approval, the government expects to launch legal stores as soon as 10 to 12 weeks from now. Recreational marijuana sales in Canada could be worth $3.3 billion by 2027, in part because businesses will find it easier to work on a national level. Then it gives all the related ticker symbols, A, C, B, F, F, A, E, R, O, A, M, M, J, and on and on and on. Now, this one really catches my eye because I totally agree. I sent out a tweet the other day. One of my biggest positions is Alibaba, which is the Amazon of China. I've been calling it one of the cheapest growth stocks in the entire market. There's still no guarantee that it will continue to go higher, but I'm just using math. Okay, and here's what the math says. Alibaba is expected to grow by 30% per year over the next 5 years. That's their earnings, bottom line earnings growth. Meanwhile, it's trading at 24 times forward earnings. So to establish a forward pay ratio, we divide the forward PE of 24 into the estimated 5-year annual growth rate of 30, and we get a forward PE ratio of 0.81, less than 1. In other words, the stock continues to trade at a discount to its growth rate. Susquehanna raises its Alibaba target price from $220 per share to $305 per share. Now, I have a 5-year target price of $375 on Alibaba. Alibaba is currently trading at $205 per share. As I look around the world for growth companies in the large cap arena for my premier growth fund, I mean, here you're looking at a company that's $500 billion in market capitalization that has a PEG ratio of 0.81. So it is a stock that I currently own in my premier growth portfolio. It's currently ranked number 35 overall out of 5,570 stocks, mutual funds, ETFs, in my Best Stocks Now app. Well, one of those high flyers that I've been watching recently and I've been warning about is Blink Charging. This has been a crazy one. You know, every once in a while, these stocks come along and they're the hot thing for a few weeks or so. I remember when it was Riot, R-I-O-T, in the blockchain space. And then there was Long Island Iced Tea, which all of a sudden overnight became a cryptocurrency company, and on and on and on. And investors jump on these things, and it's kind of the old sucker theory where you hope that the next guy will buy it for a higher price than what you bought it at. And I saw some of that going on at Blink Charging, which is a $100 million company. They came public in February at $250 per share. They own, operate, and they're a provider of electronic vehicle charging equipment and networked EV charging services. I saw that stock go from $1.28 to $8.65 in the space of about 2 weeks. And now Blink Charging is down 9.7% yesterday to extend a 3-day losing streak. They're now down about 20% over the last 5 trading days. The stock is bouncing a little bit here today, but you know what? These are the kind of stocks that I stay away from. Number one, people ask me, how do you handle IPOs? Well, this company came public in mid-February of this year. I normally give an IPO 1 year as a publicly traded company to prove to me that they can grow their earnings and that they can grow their sales. And if they can grow their earnings at a rapid pace, then the stock is going to follow along with it. Blink has no track record whatsoever of growth. I'm looking at their last 4 quarters. Sales down 39%, sales down 19%, sales down 11%, and sales flat. So they've had 4 quarters of no growth. They've only been public for 4 months. Now watch it go rocket to the moon. You know, it can. I just don't want to be involved in these touted stocks that seemingly have all of this dripping with sex appeal, but no foundation underneath. I would stay away from Blink, B-L-N-K. But we'll check back. We'll check back from time to time. 8 more months. We'll see what kind of track record they're building of earnings growth. This is Bill Gunderson. We'll be right back.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I had an update from my friends at Amplify. They are a family of exchange-traded funds, and I first brought your attention to their iBuy, which is the online retail ETF, one of the top-performing ETFs in the entire market. It came public at $25 per share. It's now a double. It's now a double at $50 per share. It's been around since June of 2016. So 2 years, and 2 years it has doubled. That's not bad. That's what, 36% per year, something like that, in average annual returns. Well, I heard from them yesterday that they're rolling out a new, in fact, it came out yesterday, a new ETF, the Amplify Advanced Battery Materials ETF. Now, instead of like the lithium, I always said that that was too narrow. I mean, that particular ETF focused on just the lithium providers across the world, which is just a part of this whole revolution of electrification. You know, we read the other day that GM is amping up their efforts big time in China for the electrification of cars. I mean, nearly every automaker has announced plans. That's another reason why I'm not a fan of Tesla. He may have had a head start on everybody else, but now the pack is catching up, and he's having a problem getting his cars off the assembly line. And pretty soon he'll have lots of competition from automakers that can deliver the goods. Well, Amplify has a new ETF, BAT. B-A-T-T, which I'm told is a better version of LIT. Now, they don't own LIT. This would be a competitor of LIT, which is the lithium ETF. This is the supply chain, not the producer. So it goes right on down the line and is much more diversified than just the lithium ETF. BAT is a play on the electrification of energy. So it will benefit from the ramp up in electric vehicles. So you can take a look at it. I'm going to have them on the air. I have not had a chance to dissect the ETF to see what's in it, but I will line up the creators of this new ETF soon. And they're also, I had them on not too long ago as they rolled out their blockchain ETF, BLOK. Which came out at about 20, and it's $20.69 so far. Okay, it hasn't done a whole lot since early January when it first came out, but it already has attracted $190 million. That's a very good start for an ETF. And of course, iBuy is now up to $395 million in assets. That's really grown. Of course, it's helped that it's doubled over the last couple of years. And they also have Ware, which has never really gotten much traction. Ware, although it did come public at 15, it's now 20. It's up 33%. That's the wearables index. All of the technology that we wear, whether it be medical devices, any kind of computer technology strapped to athletes, Fitbit, things like that, watches, the wearable index, there is a wearable ETF, WEAR. So pretty good family of ETFs. iBuy, IBUY, BAT, the new one, BATT, blockchain, BLOK, and wear WEAR. So I will keep my eyes on BATT, B-A-T-T, and I'll give you some updates as to what's in it. And I will try to get the founders on of this, the creators of this ETF on my show in coming days or weeks. One last time, we've got till June 26th, just 3 weeks away. We'll be in Texas, we'll be in Dallas, we'll be at the Embassy Suites by Love Field. You know, if you've got, if you're trying to manage your own portfolio and just can't keep up, if you're in an asset allocation, if you look at your portfolio and you've got a lot of these soggy stocks that I rip on a daily basis, and you lack that growth, I don't care if it's growth in income or growth. I mean, you still want companies that are vibrant and alive and thriving, as opposed to companies that, you know, are just kind of dead in the water these days and not going anywhere. They're treading water. They're still good products, but they're treading water. I don't want treading water. I want the best asset classes now, the best indexes now, the best sectors now, the best stocks now, from wherever they may come. Okay, if it's bonds, it's bonds. If it's inverse funds, it's inverse funds. If it's tech stocks, it's tech stocks. If it's Germany, it's Germany. We don't care. I'm a non-biased, non-discriminatory best stocks now investor. Now, if you'd like to talk with us in Texas, you can make a reservation. We've got 25 slots available. As of yesterday, one-third of them were gone. And that was only the first day I started announcing them. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Or you can go to our website at GundersonCapital.com. I'll also have my planner with me. He will ask you a few key questions for you to think about to see if you've even thought about, you know, that day when you retire, or now that you're retired, what is your strategy? What is your plan? That he's the big picture guy. I do the money management. Again, Gunderson Capital Management, or 855-611-BEST. This is Bill Gunderson. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.